There's a technique. Oh my gosh, a technique that I learned from a friend of mine who did a lot of work with AIDS patients a bunch of years back, and then as the AIDS epidemic abated somewhat, started seeing patients that had other issues like fibromyalgia and irritable bowel syndrome and a variety of things, and he was wondering if what he had used with his AIDS patients would also work with them. And came up with this thing that he calls quantum focusing. By the way, the man's name is to appropriately credit them. There are two guys who developed the work on quantum focusing. Their names are Michael Ellner and Alan Barsky. And quantum focusing, here's what I like about it. Quantum focusing is this thing that I used to always teach my clients self-hypnosis in their first session. And I taught them this the Betty Erickson self-hypnosis technique that people that are familiar with NLP may have run into along the way. And suggested that they do it for like 20 minutes every day. I have a feeling, by the way, that the 20 minutes every day notion was something that was part of the indoctrination that I got from the Transcendental Meditation people a while back, that that 20 minutes seemed to be, but it 20 minutes is a great amount of time. And by the way, nowadays I spend 20 minutes living in Florida. I spend 20 minutes before I see clients every day floating on an air mattress in my swimming pool. And just kind of being and allowing whatever wants to sort of come to me to come to me, but not pushing it, not just floating, womb-like, So in any case, I used to teach clients that, and I would tell them, go home and do this hypnosis technique, self-hypnosis, 20 minutes every day, and come back and see me in a week. And they'd come back to see me in a week, and I ask them how the self-hypnosis is going. Well, I did it on Wednesday, but I got so busy on, and we really do have busy lives. I don't mean to. I'm fortunate enough to be able to carve out time in my schedule to do these things. But I understand that for some people, particularly people with children and really demanding jobs, it might be difficult. The quantum focusing technique turns out to be something that takes 2 minutes to do instead of 20. But the idea is instead of doing it once a day, you do it several times a day. And I'd like to think that you do it at those transition points. It's kind of like if you were in a play about your life, and you're in a play and it's about to be the next scene. The question is, how do you reestablish your character and get into the mode that you want to be in to play that next scene? So that, for example, you might do it when you get up in the morning before you go to work. You might do it on your coffee or tea break at work. You could do it at lunchtime. You could do it as soon as you get home from work. And then you could do it after supper if you're planning on maybe going out for the evening or something like that. Whenever there's the next activity, just sort of get yourself set for it. Much in the same way that I have an image in my mind of somebody who, when they're about ready to go out, they stop in front of a mirror and they adjust their hair and they adjust their collar and they make sure that they're just right. Because it's just like that. It's just about getting yourself set. And all that's involved is sitting down, taking a couple deep breaths, and really getting a sense of occupying the physical space that you occupy. I like to tell people just that sense of really being in your body, that you occupy all of that space between the top of your head and the tips of your toes. And as you turn your attention into that experience, there are three things that I invite them to affirm. And those affirmations are, I live with a happy heart. And I tell them, take a moment to consider the implications of living with a happy heart. And I live with a playful spirit. And you might let yourself feel the sparkle in your eye when you entertain the idea of having a playful spirit. And with a peaceful mind. And then just access that sense of peacefulness for a moment. And then hang out there for as much of the 2 minutes is left, which is probably 10 seconds at that point, And then finally, I tell them to just offer yet one final affirmation, that is to say to themselves, I deserve to be healthy and happy, and to pop back out. And just somehow or another, if you can get yourself to do that, and I appreciate the fact that there's a little discipline involved, right? We're talking about several times a day, but what a nice idea to be able to just keep resetting for the next scene or for the next thing, and it only takes, 2 minutes.
It's a very powerful technique.
Yeah.
Yeah. And covers, the idea of heart, and spirit and mind, connecting all of those.
Sure.
I like that very much.
Yeah, me too.